Blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord. We give all glory and honor unto thee. The Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, the Holy One of Israel, blessed be your holy name, Lord. Jesus Christ, thank you, Lord, our Savior, the Lord who created all things, and all things are created by you, in you, through you, and for you. Blessed be your holy name, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you created all of us. Thank you, Lord, that you made us. Thank you, Lord, that you are working in us right now. And thank you, Lord, that you are restoring us, reforming us for the redemption. Blessed be your holy name, Lord. Jesus Christ, Lord, we are waiting for thy coming. And the time is near, O Lord. Lord, may you bless us, Lord, to prepare ourselves. Not to hide, but to come forward. Not to sleep in the cave, but to stand on the top of the hill where we are supposed to be. Supposed to be the tools, the vessels, the armor, the soldiers, the servants, the priests unto God. To shine the light and to share the gospel and to speak the words of life and to serve the King of Kings in His glory. Lord, may you bless us, Lord. The name that you have given to all of us, that is the mark on our foreheads, bless us, Lord, to shine it bright, O Lord. Teach us, Lord, to witness thy majesty, to witness thy faithfulness, to witness thy grace and mercy, to witness thy righteous judgment to all the breathing creation of thee, O Lord, to preach the gospel unto the corners of the earth. Help us, Lord, to do the work. Prepare us, Lord. Purge us, Lord. By the precious blood of Jesus Christ, we are all washed. But Lord, wash us thoroughly, O Lord, that our garment, our clothing, the way we look in thy sight, for there is none can escape from the Spirit of God. Bless us, Lord, to look beautiful in thy sight. Wash us, Lord. Teach us, Lord. Speak to us, Lord, today. And Lord, move us in the midst of us today. In your spirit, there is liberty, Lord. In thy presence, there is healing, Lord. When you walk in the midst of us, we are healed. Because, O Lord, you are in the midst of us. Lord, we surrender the fellowship, the gathering, the praise and worship, the sermon, our thoughts, our intents, our action plans after that. Because we are known by our fruit, by our deeds, by our works, by our life. Help us, Lord, to be worthy of thy calling. To be steadfast, immovable, as we are rooted in the Word of God. To stand firm in the truth. To glorify the name, who is the way, the life, and the truth. Blessed be your holy name. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we all prayed. Amen and amen. Shalom. God bless you, dear brethren. God bless you all, friends in Christ, brothers and sisters in Christ, saints of God, servants of God, princes, kings. You see the way the Lord decorates His children by giving us beautiful name. Lord has called all of us that we are so precious to Him, apple of His eye, that He loves us so much. But we still forget Him. We still forget to call on the name of the Lord, where He is calling us every single day by our name. How are you? What are you doing today? Why are you doing this today? Why you did not do this today? What are you going to do tomorrow? Every single day, this scripture, my brethren, the more we study, the more we pray, it will keep on asking you questions, inviting you for a battle, inviting you for an argument to defend the case, to contend ourselves, our life with the Word of God. The double-edged sword is always there for us to go and fall into it, for the flesh to be killed. Amen? By God's grace, we will continue to focus on the pillars of the sermon series, Garment. Last Sunday, we touched on the introduction from Genesis to Revelation, the coats of skins God clothed Adam and Eve after 6,000 years, after what the Lord is going to do towards the end of times. Then we have a white linen robes clothing, which is also called the righteous deeds of the saints. Amen? So my question is, are you part of that word? Or are we just want someone to do the righteous deeds? Some all the saints, apostles, prophets, ministers, teachers, evangelists, whoever God calls to lead His people. Let them do, let them shed their blood, let them suffer, let them be persecuted, let them be put into shame, let them be stoned to death. But as long as they complete the righteous deeds in their lives, I will get a clothing. Correct? I did not make this clothes. Someone made it. I just paid for it. Same for all of us. Amen? We are clothed. Someone prepared the clothing. Just because we had the money to buy it, we bought it. Or sometimes it was given as a free gift to you. Righteous deeds of the saints are compared to the fine linen clothing, the robes. Amen? So how can I stitch my own clothing? Can I simply say, the blood of Christ washed me thoroughly. I am so beautiful, white clothing, praise the Lord. The Lord would say, I have done my part. Where is your part? I have done my work. Where is your work? If you follow me, do the same works as me. Amen? And the Lord says, you know what? You will do greater works than me by the power of the Holy Ghost, the Comforter, whom I will grant unto you. Before resurrection, after resurrection, it divides how God sees His children. Don't we see? Before resurrection, after resurrection. Before the Comforter was given, after the Comforter was given. The Lord sees things differently. But He is the same. He knows what He has given unto you. And He knows how much He will expect from us. He knows what He sacrificed for us. And He knows how much sacrifice He will expect from us. Amen? He has a weighing scale. Ruthless weighing scale. Righteous weighing scale. Book of Revelation talks about the fifth church age, Sardis, seventh church age, Laodicea. But in both the church ages, the nakedness is explicitly addressed. Amen? Clothing is explicitly addressed, and those who did not defile their garment were explicitly praised. I'm repeating the word explicitly. Exposing. Exposing the goodness of God's children can only be done by God who is good. The one who exposes his own goodness, her own goodness, thinks God is so busy, I should do his job. The scripture says, there are few who defile not the garments. For them, they will walk with me in white. The Lord called all of us, you must walk with me humbly. Now the Lord says, walk with me in white. White means peace, Holy Ghost, purity, clean. Then why the beautiful comparison is right in front of us? Walk with me humbly, walk with me in white. What is the relationship between white and humbleness? How can my garment tell the Lord whether I am humble or haughty? Whether I am full of pride or I am his bride. It's a very simple, subtle difference. Pride, bride. Sounds the same also. But changes the entire purpose of our life. Genesis, two of God's creation who were called to be one, Adam and Eve. Eve wanted to separate herself from Adam when she listened to serpent. Separation brought disobedience. Disobedience invited sin. Sin opened the door for death. Death threw, showered shame upon humankind. So, the moment when there is shame, there must be a covering. Amen? Whenever there is a thing called shame, it must be covered. So, in their own knowledge and wisdom, the man and woman, they try to cover themselves. But before that, God gave a promise to Adam. All things, all creatures, subject unto thee. You will rule over them all, be fruitful and multiply. So now when the Lord says, be ye perfect for I am perfect, be ye holy for I am holy, and the Lord told Adam, be fruitful and multiply. Now, can Adam say, I know you gave me a command, but you know what? I am so powerful to the extent that I am going to prove you that your command, your word will not come to pass. Adam could not do that. He is part of the word. Part of the word, submit to the word. That is the identity. That part of the word can say, I have clothed myself in obedience, in humbleness, because I am a part of the word. If the word says do this, I will do it. I have no choice. You have no reasoning to do it. Do you know why the Lord opened your eyes? Do you know why you were able to believe Christ? Because you are a seed of Him, not because you understood. Someone spoke the word to you, it pricked your heart for the manifestation to take place. That's it. If some of you, if any of you believes today, the Lord opened your eyes because you were able to understand. The Lord blessed you to receive Him because you were able to obey and be humble and to read the scripture, be sincere, pray every single time. Let me tell you, you were able to do all of this because the manifestation took place. Amen. The seed was revealed, exposed. Amen. In order for the part of the word to be exposed, someone, some vessel must speak the word. Someone spoke the words of life to you in your life. Remember that someone. Someone invited you. Do you want to come to a church? Someone asked you, shall we pray together? Someone told you, my brother, what you're doing is wrong. Someone told you something in your life, in your past. That something made you turn back. What is this burning bush? Why the bush is not consumed? Someone seek your attention. And because of that, you are like a walking mirror of flesh. Someone threw the stone of life into you. It hit the stone. Flesh broke into pieces. You are able to see the real person in you. And who is that? Part of the word of God. So, someone removed your clothing. Someone made you to be naked in your lack of understanding. Before the understanding of clothing can take place. Do you hear me? God would never clothe you with His understanding when the lack of understanding is shining brighter. Lord, look at my dress. If I say, Lord, I like this army green color. This is my lack of understanding. You just put your white robe, fine linen clothes on top of it. So that I go home, I remove the white shirt and I look at my green, beautiful army green. I feel like a soldier. Impossible. Nakedness before clothing. Humbleness before understanding. Blessedness before redemption. Amen? So, someone told you, do this, do that, don't do this, do this. Someone spoke. But not that someone. The voice of God spoke through that someone in your life. So, what happened? Your mind, which is always the battleground of all your flesh, your carnal desires, your lack of understanding, your ego, your wealth, your health, whatever you think that makes you feel, I can do this, that covering on your head, your mind, was removed, like how those people who cover their head, assuming that it is a spiritual representation for men, and the Lord covered your head with this understanding. So, mind of Christ that helps us to think good, meditate good, understand good. Then the thoughts, intents of your heart that counsel inside before you speak the word. Amen? Book of Isaiah, chapter
63. Chapter 63. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Verse 1 to 14.
Who is this who comes from Edom with dyed garments from Bozrah? This one who is glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength. I who speak in righteousness, mighty to save. Why is your apparel red? And why and your garments like one who treads in the winepress? I have trodden the winepress alone, and from the peoples no one was with me. For I have trodden them in my anger, and trampled them in my fury. Their blood is sprinkled upon my garments, and I have stained all my robes. From the day of vengeance is in my heart, and the year of my redeem has come. I looked, but there was no one to help, and I wondered that there was no one to uphold. Therefore my own arm brought salvation for me, and my own fury, it sustained me. I have trodden down the people in my anger, made them drunk in my fury, and brought down their strength to the earth. I will mention the loving kindness of the Lord and the praises of the Lord according to all that the Lord has bestowed on us, and the great goodness toward the house of Israel, which he has bestowed on them according to his mercies, according to the multitudes of his loving kindness.
Amen.
Verse 8. For he said, surely they are my people, children who will not lie.
Yes.
So he became their savior.
Amen.
In all their affliction, he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them, and he bore them and carried them all the days of old. But they rebelled and grieve his Holy Spirit. So he turned himself against them as an enemy, and he fought against them. Then he remembered the days of old, Moses and his people saying, where is he who brought them up out of the sea with the shepherd of his flock? Where is he who put his Holy Spirit within them, who led them by the right hand of Moses? With his glorious arm dividing the water before them, to make for himself an everlasting name. Who led them through the deep as a horse in the wilderness, that they might not stumble? As a beast goes down into the valley, and the Spirit of the Lord causes him to rest, so you lead your people to make yourself a glorious name.
Amen. Please stay, brother. Mark chapter 2, verse 13 to 22. Mark chapter 2, verse 13 to 22. God bless you.
Mark chapter 2, 13 to 22. Then he went out again by the sea, and all the multitude came to him, and he taught them. As he passed by, he saw Levi, the son of Alphaeus, sitting at the tax office, and he said to him, follow me. So he arose and followed him. Now it happened, as he was dining in Levi's house, that many tax collectors and sinners also sat together with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many, and they followed him. And when the scribes and Pharisees saw him eating with the tax collectors and sinners, they said to his disciples, how is it that he eats and drinks with tax collectors and sinners? When Jesus heard it, he said to them, those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.
Amen.
The disciples of John and of the Pharisees were fasting. Then they came to them and said to him, why do the disciples of John and of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast? And Jesus said to them, can the friends of the bridegroom fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast.
Amen.
But the days will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them, and then they will fast in those days. No one sews a piece of unshrunk cloth or an old garment, or else a new piece pulls away from the old, and the tear is made worse. And no one puts new wine into old wineskins, or else the new wine bursts the wineskins, and the wine is spilled, and the wineskins are ruined. But new wine must be put in new wineskins.
Amen. Verse 22, Mark chapter 2. And no man putteth new wine into old bottles, else the new wine that bursts the bottles, and the wine is spilled. And the bottles will be mad, but new wine must be put into new bottles. Book of Isaiah, chapter 63, Mark chapter 2. Last Sunday, we meditated on the wine, which is very similar in terms of the color. Let's say it's a grape wine. We can say it's a red color, dark red. So just by looking at it, I may not be able to differentiate which one is old, which one is new. But something that differentiates the old wine and the new wine is the bottle that covers it. So if I say this is the old bottle that is used to store the old wine, and this is the new bottle that is used to store the new wine, the scripture says do not swap. If I swap, it will spoil its purpose. It will spoil the wine. It will spoil the purpose of the bottle. So we go down what we read last Sunday, Matthew chapter 9. New garment and old garment, new man and old man. Amen. Both of us are alive. We have the same blood in terms of color, but the blood of Christ is life, and the blood of men, blood of women, is nothing but death. For all have sinned, we all fell short of the glory of the Lord. Amen. That is our blood. That is our filthy rags of righteousness. That's all we have. So, the scripture says, do not take one patch from here to put in your new garment, and also do not do otherwise. Take some patch of a new garment, put into the old garment. Do not stitch together. Let's look at Deuteronomy 22 verse 11. What the Old Testament says, in what sense? Deuteronomy 22, verse 11. Verse 11. Thou shalt not wear a garment of diverse sorts, as of woolen and linen together. Together. So the Lord says, these things must be separated. The children of God must be separated, for God separated Himself from everything else that is not holy, that is not light, that is not life. Amen? Light, life, holy. So, in the Gospel, book of Mark, Luke, John, Matthew, what Jesus spoke concerning wine and the bottle, man and the garment, we have old versus new, a battle. But the God of the Old Testament is the God of the New Testament. Amen? The God of whatever that we read in the Old Testament is the same God that we read in the New Testament. The present established truth is bound to grace and the revelation of Jesus Christ as He revealed one by one in First Church Age, Second Church Age, Third Church Age, before His resurrection, after His resurrection. The Lord has purposed all so beautifully. His divine perfect will. It's being fulfilled. Amen. But the Lord says, blessed is he who believes yet without seeing. So now, last Sunday, the children, they gave us a lesson. Do not think that I simply played a simple game with them just to encourage them. Let's go a bit deeper from what they taught us. Because children can teach adults. So, I showed some images last Sunday to the children. The very first one he identified as doctor. So, we will read it in scriptural language. Healer. Amen. Then he said, builder. And we had nurse or doctor, whom we can also call as physician. Then we had a different set of people. One is a judge and another one is a lawyer. He's hiding, so I'm writing here. And we can call him as an advocate or a counselor, because he also gives you counsel. After the simple representation of men according to their profession or women according to their profession, there was also some people who are like drivers, pilot, let's say they are the ones who run chariot or horsemen. Who are called to move people from one place to another. Amen? Chariot or horsemen or even soldiers who are instructed to go from here to there. To defeat some enemies. People who travel. They migrate. Joshua had to move. Moses had to move. Abraham had to move. Lot had to move. Everyone needs a relocation. Because God would never let them to stay in the same place. Physically, spiritually, mentally. Because He's always growing higher and higher. Even your valley, you flip it up, spiritually you are going higher and higher. Amen? So now, a healer, a builder, a physician, judge, advocate, counsel, chariot, horseman. I also showed two guys behind the bar. Prisoners. Correct? They are prisoners. In other words, I call them as they are bound to some stronghold, a cage, captivity, I call it. Now, let us bring our Lord, how He comes and for whom He comes, before we go into scripture. Healer is needed for the sick, correct? If there is no sick, then there is no need of physician. Builder is to make. Not just that. If you look at those builders, they also have to break. They demolish the old building before they build a new building. They demolish the structures before they decide to make. So they just don't make, they also break. Physician and healer, we know, they are quite similar. But the difference is, physician can also help you to progress in your growth. He will tell you what to do for you to continue the process of healing, continue the process of restoration. It's not instant, but a healer can heal you instantly. Correct? Jesus touched the people, they were healed instantly. But also He's a great physician. He will also give you the training, exercise, valleys, punishments, chastisement to let you learn in patience. Learn through patience. Wait with endurance. Okay, judge. He can forgive you or He can punish you. He can send you to jail or He can choose to release you. So, judge, no matter how hard we think, He can only judge. Understand? He can judge you to life or death. He can judge you to captivity or freedom. But the problem is, it is not for you or me to say. Judge will judge. Let's keep it simple as it is. Savior will save. That's all. Let's don't complicate it. But in the mean time when He saves His people, He also separate. He also judge. He also create. He also destroy. So if the Lord is a creator, then who is a destroyer? Who has the power and dominion to destroy all that are not His? Him. No one can destroy what God created. But God can destroy what men created. And He will destroy. Amen? Principalities will be destroyed. Wickedness will be destroyed. Your sickness will be destroyed. Death will be destroyed. But we hold on to Creator. Because you are a creation. You are not his destruction. We can choose. Lord, I want to be your destruction. Very easy. Just forsake him. You are his destruction. But in order for us to say, Lord, I am your creation, not very easy. Simple, but not easy. Simple, but not complicated. Simple, but not granted. We just have to do what he did. We just have to put the work to earn the crown of glory. Amen? You know, in those weddings, when they throw the flower, the bride and the groom, after they got married, someone will go and catch the flower, right? But crown of glory will not be like that. He will come and knock the door. He will utter your name in full, adding his name. He will speak of your life from your birth until your death. Then he will tell you, because of this, I'm giving it to you. The collective outcome of your life is your robe. The collective fruit of my life, for the Lord to come and tell me, ye shall know by your fruit. I have known intimately by the fruit of your life, and this is your clothing. Where do we stand? Here or here? Today, are you inside the old bottle or inside the new bottle? Because the Lord would never serve the wine from old bottle. Because he is all about his new mercies. He's all about bringing new souls. He's all about doing things new, crazy. That's what I should say, crazy. Why? Remember the two prophets, Elijah and Elisha? They performed the same miracle, reviving a child from death. Amen? But one did it differently, and the other one did it differently. Anyone remember? The number was 3 and 7. Sneezing and stretched himself on the child's body to bring life, but they did it differently. Imagine if there are a group of people who lived through this time of witnessing these two prophets, and they say, what are you doing? Prophet Elijah revived the child by doing this law number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But why are you doing it differently? You are not of God. You don't have the spirit of God. Can anyone go tell Elisha what you did is not led by Holy Ghost? Then we just roll back. When I say roll back, we roll back to Jesus Christ. He performed the healing for leprous, sick, lame, blind. Not in the same way. To some he touched, they were healed. To some he told them to go and wash yourself in the pool, they were healed. To some he took the dust, he spat on the sand, made a paste, applied on their eyes. Can we say, Jesus, what is this? We are civilized people. Saliva, dust. Can you send me to the swimming pool, a nice one, or some river, a mighty river, something where I can just go and tell people, 7 times I washed myself in river of Amazon. I saw all the bees around me, but nothing touched me. I saw anacondas going around me, but nothing touched me. The Lord told me to wash myself. I was 7 times. All the bees were looking at me, staring at me. They could do nothing to me. I'm a son of God. I'm healed. Then I say, I was walking. The Lord slapped me on my face. He told me, look down. I took some sand. He spat on the sand, made a paste. He applied on my eyes. I'm healed. Lord, please, let me take this. It's mighty. It's a mighty way of receiving healing. I feel insulted. I feel very little. He that calleth, he that justifieth. He that maketh, he that breaketh. He that createth, he that destroyeth. The Lord whom we serve cannot be put into a tiny little bottle of your mind. We do this. This wine, you can say, this is the blood of Jesus Christ. I am the new bottle. My whole body is full of blood of Jesus Christ. Lord is in me. The Lord's revelation is me. The Lord's truth is in me. The whole scripture is in me. Don't dare to touch me. I'm the new bottle. But the Lord do not look at you that way. He gave you the new bottle. He made you into wine. You are simply a water. Could not be served in the feast. He transformed you into wine.
so that he can serve you to his children. For them to taste, wow, how sweet it is. What is this? This is 1 Timothy. Oh, what is this? This is Philippians 5. Why I'm tasting all these verses? Because I am living the word. You are tasting the verse. If you want to become the wine of Christ, this word, my brethren, someone should be able to taste from your life. To be able to taste from your actions. To be able to taste experience from your words. If I say, I'm a closed bottle, the wine is inside, fantastic, super tasty, but cannot be served, then you are here. Not here. And if you think, I can limit God in my mind, the God will do only this, the Lord will be looking at you, excuse me, I am the great I am. God is spirit. If these six senses can predict how what God would do, if these six senses can assume what God would do, then you are a creator. You are a creation. Know thyself. Self. Creation. A creation, what it does? A creation would not freeze itself. Have you seen these snow-frozen mountains floating on the ocean? They are not solid rocks, you know. Looks huge, mighty. Frozen mountains, snow just floating. No, blocks of ice floating on the ocean. If I say, thank you, Lord, you have blessed me to be mighty. I am this frozen ice snow of mountain. But when the sun comes, you are gone. When the sun comes hot, you are gone. The Lord does not want us to be that frozen ice, but rather look at that white as snow as an example of our purity in a sense, but He wants us to remain as the water. Why? The water can go here and there. The water can flow here and there. By the water current deep underneath, you know, underneath the ocean there are rivers. Hope you all study the nature of God's creation. There are rivers running under the ocean in their own direction. Under the ocean, you could see water current going in this direction. Just next to it, there is one more going there. As if they say, hi, bye-bye. You go to Antarctica, I'm going to this side. How come they don't clash? How come they don't influence one another? But it all works together for good. For the environment to stay livable. If not, you and me done. So, an ocean has rivers underneath. And the frozen ice on top of it, floating on, thinking, you see the entire ocean, you can see only me. The Lord would say, I call the prophet Ezekiel to go to the plain. But you know what? You don't look like me as a plain. So I will just send my sunlight, hot, warm. I will just make you plain. Then my prophet Ezekiel can go to the plain. Because my spirit will enter into him and he will stand firm in the presence of mine. Then the glory of the Lord spoke to him. Whenever the Lord calls his children home, he will see if there is any walls of Jericho, any city of Sodom and Gomorrah, or any frozen big ice, thinking that, you know, I'm a Mount Zion. You are not Mount Zion, like a mount of snow. He will simply destroy everything, make everything plain, so when you go and stand in the midst of the ocean like Peter, you look around, you only see borderless ocean. You can't see anything. Then you will see, Lord Jesus, I see nothing but you. Then he will say, come to the supper, let's go. But the moment I see the sheep, the moment I see the disciples, the moment I think something, all of us in our life, forgetting the fact that he told us, let my seeds go, which means his seeds will go. Remember when those bands of men came to arrest him, what he said? I'm here. Arrest me. Let my disciples go. Let my children go. Go thy way, for he is the way. They will go. To where? To the promised land. And nothing can stop. Whatever the Lord says is all prophecy because he is the prophet, the chief apostle. Whatever he spoke will come to pass. Amen? So he has given you the promise. You, your life, your soul is well because I have overcome all. Now, for us, my brethren, if we do not have this confidence, we can't put on the cloth. If we do not have this assurance, we cannot clothe ourselves for what was given to us. Your assurance, your confidence in Him shows your faith overflows. You hear me?
faith overflows is your confidence in Him. If the bottle is not up to the brim, do you think the Lord will serve? He would say, this bottle still has some more space left. I will fill it before I seal it. Then I will let it to soak, to prepare the wine, to meditate, to soak yourself in His presence, to live a life according to the will and pleasure of God. Then He will serve us. Witnessing to the souls, reaping the seeds of God's children, harvest. It's not a joke. Not a joke. If at all the Lord bless all of us to go and find one single soul from the wickedness, the principality, the stronghold of this land, the prince of the land will come against you. Hey, who are you? Why are you here to take my servant from my presence? Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh. The Lord did not send him alone. Amen? Because there must be two witnesses, two in agreement. Moses put the word in Aaron's mouth. Aaron was a spokesperson. They told Pharaoh, children of Israel belong to God. Can you release them? He said, what? Two of you came to me, king of Egypt, Pharaoh, and you're telling me to release these people. 400 years plus, I'm torturing them. All my forefathers were enjoying this torment. They're enjoying their captivity. You want to release them. It took 10 plagues for the Lord to smite them and to bring His children out. Amen? Amen. Now, look at this. Judge will judge. He will do nothing else. Advocate will counsel. He will also do one more thing. He will plead. He will plead your case, correct? He will be your representative in the courtroom. He will discuss with you. Only if you are transparent and truthful to Him, He would know your case before He confessed to His Father about you. Amen? We all know who is our advocate. We have only one advocate. Chariot horseman. The one who carry. Correct? The one who carry. A pilot carries hundreds of people on the plane. A bus driver or a van driver, whoever it is, the children said so correctly. They carry people. They are in charge of turning to the left or to the right, press the brake, increase speed, whatever it is, they are in charge. The entire crowd inside the bus or the plane, they can only believe this pilot will help us to reach the place. Amen? There was a pilot. His name was Moses. But people didn't like the plane. They complained about the aircon temperature. They jumped from the plane, knowing not they were flying up on the air. They thought maybe this is a bus. They opened the gate, fell down. Korah, Datan, Abiram, 250 people who stood with them, devoured by earth. So can I say, the death of God's people, the death of God's enemies, the death of those who rebel against God's children, they were clothed by the earth. You are created from the dust of the earth to the earth. You will return. Scripture, amen? So you see, the 250, they were covered by fire from heaven. The other rebellious people, Korah and all, the earth opened itself and devoured them. So now you just think. There were two sets of dead bodies. Covered by what? One covered by dust of the earth. One covered by the brimstone and the fire from heaven. From the presence of the Lord. Amen? Covered by fire, covered by dust or the earth. So there is also a covering. Lazarus was dead, sleeping inside his tomb. That tomb, that small block of stones, is like a covering of his dead body. Correct? He was sleeping inside. Can I say, no, it's a prison. No. If there is a window, there is a door, there is a gate, you can call it as a house or prison. If there is nothing, you are sealed, it's a tomb. Sealed, covered by stone. Us, living our life as old man, old woman, covered by the old garment, no difference. we are inside the tomb. Walking dead. The book of Romans speaks to us louder. Walking dead. Amen? How can dead be walking? We can. If we chose to be the old version of our life. Now, a chariot carries people. The horseman, he is in charge of the moving, the journey. And the prisoners in captivity, they need a deliverer. Amen? Now I'm going to swap the positions. See how worse it sounds. Prisoners in captivity, they need a deliverer. And let's say there are people who suffer with hunger, and they need someone who can feed them. Correct? Someone needs to feed them. Now you see. Now you are all seated in a marriage hall. Someone is getting married from our church. So we all go and sit there. And we are waiting for the chef or those who serve the food to come. So we already have two wise people in our church, Adam and Hazel. Last Sunday they gave answers so precisely. Builder, make God, doctor, judge, police officer. Yes, there is a police officer. So police officer has a gun. A doctor has a stethoscope. A nurse who helps surgery, she will carry a plate. If you have been to surgery, I have seen. You all may have seen. A plate with all the surgery, you know, tools, small knives, everything. Doctor will take from the tool, from a plate, and he'll perform the surgery. Whatever the tools that are required for the surgery will be there on the plate. Amen? Nothing more, nothing less. If not, you'll be confused. So, a nurse brings a plate full of tools, sharp knives and tools. So, if we all go and seated in the wedding reception, waiting to be served, then we see 20 nurses came with a plate full of tools, knives, sharp-edged tools, with all those ointments, whatever, smells so badly, what would you say? Who are you? I was looking for the chef or those people to come and serve me food. You are serving me tools for me to eat and die? Then you go and complain to a police officer. You go to the police station, and the police officer supposed to have a gun, right? Correct? Let's say I am clothed in a police dress, and you came to complain. Suddenly there are some group of people to come to attack you, to kill you. And you're asking, please help me. I'm in the police station. You are all police officers. Help me. Then I say, okay, line behind us. We are 10 people with all the mighty, strong police officers. We are ready for the battle. So all the protesters come towards you. Suddenly we put our hands in the pocket. Take the stethoscope outside. What would you think? Are you crazy? How these protesters will run by looking at you holding stethoscopes? Come. If you come near me, I will measure your heartbeat. They will laugh at you. If you touch my people, I will throw a stethoscope at you. You will be killed. A gun has to be there in the hands of a policeman. A stethoscope has to be there in the hands of a doctor. A plate of tools must be there with the hands of the nurse or the one who supports the surgery. If I swap around, if the doctor is doing the surgery of some brain tumor, suddenly ask, give me the plate, and you bring a 9-course set meal, doctor, please take it. What he will do? A garment associated with whatever that you carry, the tool that identifies you, it has a place for you. It has a purpose for you. It has a service for you. If you try to swap it, either you will be killed or you will kill someone. Either you will be damaged or you will damage someone. Either you will be hurt or you will hurt someone. Anything of these two will happen. You want to see? If I bring the healer to the courtroom, go and plead the case of this crying person, I can only heal from blindness, sickness, deafness, or lame and leprous. No, no, no. This guy, he has been arrested for a murder. So these are the witnesses and proof. You go and plead the case for him. He said, I'm not an advocate. I'm a doctor. Can I bring doctor to a courtroom? Can I bring an advocate to the surgery room? Or can I bring a chariot or the horseman who can carry people and go and tell him, please go and do the judgment? Can we change the garments? Can we change the garments? Can we change the tools? Now, ask yourself, are you clothed with a priestly garment? Are we all clothed with a priestly garment? Are we? Only the Lord knows. Only the Lord knows. If Adam says, this man with a garment of engineering, construction, builders, he says, builder. Amen? If that builder takes a gun from his pocket, would he say builder? Oh, he's a deceiver. Clothed in a builder dress, but he's a terrorist. So, it's not just the garment, also what you carry in your hand. Amen? Remember a few weeks ago I said, if I go to Brother Henry's place, knock the door, I carry a handful of flowers, a bouquet, and I tell, today is Joyce's birthday, I came to greet her. I say, can I come in? He will say, come on brother, come. The food is ready, let's all enjoy. Then I go to the same house, knock the door, with a big knife and a machine gun in my hand. I say, Brother Henry, can I come in? I heard today is Sister Joyce's birthday, can I come in? He will shut the door on my face. Get out. But I spoke the same words. Just because of what I carry, I became a bad person. Oh yes. So my garment is not sufficient. The tool that you carry is part of your garment. Don't you see I'm carrying my shirt now? This shirt is hanging on my shoulder. It's not asking me permission. I have to carry the weight of my garment. Amen? I have to. So brother put a mic on my shirt. So I'm carrying a mic also. So now, this is not just my garment. Whatever I'm carrying to do the job here is all one garment. All that you need to do the work of God is your garment. The tools of the builder makes him as a builder. What the doctor carry in his hand, what the police officer carry in his hand, if Joshua goes to the battle, Amalekites, you know, with an apple in his hand, and everybody carries an orange. And Amalekites, they are all with the big sword, archers, big army of weapons. If they see people of Israel looking like farmers, carrying fruits, carrying vegetables on their shoulder, what they would think? They would laugh at them. They won't even step inside for the battle. Do you know that? They won't even step inside for the battle. They would say, go and change your garment. Bring something so I can come and fight with you. The enemy must be challenged, my brethren. Until he see the armor of God on you, this prince of the land will not be disturbed. Not just here. In any country, all the world, his brethren, whoever is listening to this, all of us, until the armor of God, the garment the Lord wants us to be clothed, and the word in our tongue, in our lips, the double-edged sword, from the heart, cheerful heart, stable, strong mind of Christ. When the prince of the land sees you walking on the street, he will feel the heat. You will face problems. You will face good, beautiful, divine problems. Because whatever comes against God's children will be dealt by God himself. So those problems, we can call them as good problem, great problem, wonderful trial, divine challenges. Praise the Lord. Why? Someone felt the heat. The wickedness was shaken. The stronghold, they were scared. The King of Kings is finding his vessels to break the doors. The King of Kings is finding his doctors to test the heart. The King of Kings is identifying his builders to break and make. The King of Kings is identifying vessels of mercy to intercede in prayer for the land. The King of Kings is going to send chariots, horsemen, to carry people from wickedness to blessedness, to carry people from captivity to freedom. They will be scared when the healer steps into the scene. Those who spread sickness will be scared when they see the healer. And how they would see him? They should see all those people they keep in their captivity will be taken by one by God's children. You know, lions, they will hunt. Before the lioness go for the hunt, they will identify and prey, correct? They won't go alone. The lion will be sitting under the tree, enjoying the sunlight, always lazy, sleeping, waiting for the lioness to bring food. Amen? Not one lioness. There are a group of wives. Put them spiritually into one. One single lioness. How many wives David had? One? No, he had many. But put them all lying behind as one wife of David. You will see them. One wife, one bride. Beautiful characters. Good and bad. Disobedient flesh, obedient flesh. Blessedness of David's wife, wickedness of David's wife. If you just align them all into one single name, David's wife. The lioness needs to go and hunt her prey and bring the food to who? The lion. My master, my savior, the lion of Judah. Here is your flesh. Here is your child. Here is your son, your daughter. Heal them. Reveal yourself to them. Eat them. If we break the bread of life, eat it. Don't you see? The Lord will destroy our flesh for us to receive Him. He swallowed up death for you. Amen? He descended into Sheol to swallow up death for you. Death could not hold Him. Could not comprehend Him. Darkness could not comprehend the light. He rebounded. Resurrected. But He had a purpose to go down. Death can never think, yay, I was able to cover the Lord. Come on. Book of Psalms says, God Himself covered Himself with darkness. No one can cover Him. Nobody knows the length and width and height of Him. Heaven is a throne. Earth is a footstool. We are on the earth. So, the Lord who comes in different names, the Lord who meets people with different names, the Lord who comes and touch you with different garments, He is going to come as a judge. He is going to come as a judge. If someone see Him sitting on the throne saying, Lord, I heard You gave a parable many thousand years ago. It was fantastic. Can you repeat? Can you repeat? You know what? He can't even listen to you. He is holy. When He is seated on the throne of judgment, He means business. But until He is in the throne of grace and mercy, it is our time. The time left for the children to run to the doorpost, which is covered by blood. Amen? Inside. Inside. Spiritually. Physically. Mentally. Psychologically. Whatever makes you to feel, I'm a living soul. The Lord says, first Adam, living soul, not sufficient. Last Adam, quickening spirit, come inside. Come inside to be a sealed vessel of the Holy Ghost. Amen? Now, hunger, feeder. Sheep, shepherd. Before we go into the next scripture, let me ask a question. If you see hundreds of flocks or sheep moving, and you see one person in the front, what would you call him? Shepherd? Good shepherd. Because he's only one shepherd. Then you see hundreds of lions running. And there is one person in the front, he's also running. The moment you saw, what would you think? Tell me, be honest. Don't tell me shepherd, Leonard or Leonard. Lions are running, a man is running in the front. What would you think? A man running for his life, for the lions are chasing to devour him. Correct? How come you change from being a shepherd to a man running for his life? Same setup. I just changed the animals. That's all. I just changed the animals. Just because of that, a good shepherd became a fearful man running for his life. A man of coward heart, no bravery, no courage, because lions are running behind him. And he is going. Now I flip. 100 people, fit athletes, they are running like a marathon practice. And you see someone very fit, strong and healthy, also running in the front. What would you say? Be honest. What would you say? A marathon trainer is training a group of young people. Correct? because he's running in the front. Now I flip the situation again. A mighty soldier with a sword, archer, everything, chariot going in the front. And there are multitudes of chariot people following him. And you see a flag of Amalekites on the very far region. What do you say? Joshua! Yay! Joshua is going. See? Joshua with people of Israel. Then you see on the mount, oh, Moses, Aaron, her, they are praying. Wow, it's a beautiful testimony to see it. So there are three groups of people. The three who gathered together to pray for the church. And there are a group of people who were thrown into the field to go and fight the battle. And there is third group who are standing in the battle to fight against them. But who am I? Audience. Because I'm seeing all three. I'm not either here. I'm not here. I'm not also here. Then who am I? Who am I? And who I am? Remember what we were taught many years ago. Who am I? Who I am? Who I am, Lord? Who I am? The path of your word. The path of your word belongs to the word. Amen? The path of your word belongs to you, Lord. Wherever he is, you will be there. If you could not be there, either we say he is not there, or we say he is here, he is not there. Because he can be in only one place, correct? When I say one place, oneness. So, in all these places, if I scatter ourselves, throw it here. I am sick. I need my house to be restored for the Lord to destroy my filthy, untempered mortar, the walls, and revive me and rebuild me, restore me. And in my process of perfection as a bride, I want the great physician to work on me, not on this dying flesh, but the body of Christ. Amen? He is a great physician, great I am, because he is a physician who can make the bride of Christ beautiful. He is assembling the body of Christ. That is our top priority. Judge. Groom for the bride. Judge for those who will be judged. Amen? Advocate is needed for those who are accused. Father of lies, accuser from the beginning, murderer, was a title given to the enemy. He has been accusing God's children from Garden of Eden. But can you accuse him? Then what is the meaning of greater is he who is in me? If I simply say, my entire life was a failure because serpent overcome me. How can the serpent overcome God's child? But on Calvary, the Lord allowed things to happen. Was it a failure or victory? Then why we sing the song, victory in the blood of Christ? It was a failure to the eyes of flesh. It was a mighty, grand, divine victory to the eyes of God. Amen? Praise the Lord. Prisoners, captivity, needed a deliverer. Those who are hungry need someone who can bring the food. So, in other words, we see us everywhere because we are needy people. Amen? We are all needy people. We are all in need of something. A healing in the mind, healing in the heart, healing in the spirit, healing in our body, healing in our life. Something that we lack. But the potter who is molding you, he has everything in his plate. He has all the tools to perform the surgery on you. But he needs some people to carry the plate. The Lord needs someone to carry the plate and stand firm. They can't shake. They can't dance around. When he takes the tool of surgery, a sharp edged tool, a knife, when he takes, if that one who carries just trip everything and fall on the open, cut open body, you will kill the patient. Do everything in decent and in order. Amen? When the Lord called us, I have given you my grace, serve me, we should serve him with reverence, honor, diligence, sincerity, humbleness, truth and obedience. Lord, I am here. My hands are stretched out,
I'm carrying the plate of my sacrifice, whether it is I'm serving the food, or I'm serving the wine, or I'm holding my gun, or I'm doing whatever it is, Lord, let me be firm where you ask me to stand. When God told Moses, hello, eloquent speaker, you are so grumpy complaining about your tongue. Stretch your hand out. Just outstretch your hand. Keep it straight until I divide the sea into two. Amen? Don't you think Moses, when his hands were stretched, when the sea was dividing into two, he was being taught a lesson from the Lord? He was getting a sermon from the great preacher who preached through actions. The God of the Old Testament, he preached through actions. How God can teach David? He would say, if I go and tell David, Absalom may do this, if you do this, Adonijah will do this, if you do this, Ahithophel will say this, if you say this, I will do this, if you do something to Bathsheba, David, okay. I know, you told me last week already. I remember, I have taken all the notes. See, too much notes I have. I remember. You know what God would do? He will throw you into the pool. You may think, the Lord will throw me into the pool to learn something. No, He will throw you into a river that is flowing faster, harder, in through all the rocks. The only way you will survive is through His faith. Amen? He will throw you and let you experience. David, how was the walk with the barefoot? You will see the barefoot full of pain, no blood. Yeah, you can see. Why are you asking me? Okay, good, good. How was your rebellion again? No, of your son? Yeah, good, good. He literally tortured me like anything. Okay. So Saul, what happened to you? By mistake, I touched Prophet Samuel's garment. I just, made a mistake, Lord. What happened? My kingdom was divided. Have you learned? What is there for me to learn? My life is lived already. God, whom we serve, you will learn the lesson after you live through experience. But that is not the state God wants us to stay. That is for us to be awakened. Amen? It is a smiting. But for us, the Lord wants us to be so sensitive. He wants us to know whether my master is going for the surgery, or my master is going to serve the feast in the marriage, or my master is going to plead some case in the courtroom, or my master is going to carry some people from here to here, or my master is going to deliver some people. So he said, Moses and Aaron, yes Lord, I can hear you. Just go to Pharaoh, okay? Go and tell him, I want my people back. Lord, you can speak to him. Oh, he's not my child. You go and speak to him. For I am holy. The Lord sent his tools, weapons. Now, last Sunday, I brought this word Goshen. And people of God who stood on the land of Goshen, how many plagues they survived? Anyone remember? How many plagues people survived in the land of Egypt, God's people, just because they were standing in the land of Goshen? There are 10 plagues. Amen? You all go and meditate later, next week. There are 10 plagues. Listen to this very carefully. It is the same for you. Same for all of us. Same for every single church age throughout the time. Out of 10 plagues, there are 2 plagues. Children of God survived. Just because they were in the land of Goshen. Just because they were inside the land of Goshen. Only 2. Just because they were inside the land of Goshen, not in the house. Listen to me carefully. They were inside a territory in which the plague of God was not poured upon. Cattle did not die inside. The flies and the lice did not come inside. Because there was a land, a demarcation, a very secured area where the 2 plagues could not enter. Only 2. But you know what? If those people who witnessed it, wow, land of Goshen, let me get my citizenship here. I will renounce everything. From today, I'm a citizen of Goshen. I'm a Goshenite. Or I'm Mr. Goshen. Then we can be so happy, Lord. I witnessed thy greatness. Wow, land of Goshen. Look at the northeast gate. Look at the southeast gate. Oh, look at the field. Oh, look at my cattle. So beautiful. There came a 10th plague.
A plague which was sent with specific instruction and a time of preparation. Do you hear me? That plague did not care those who are standing on the land of Goshen. No. That plague do not care those who are dancing. Oh, the streets of gold. My God is my builder and maker. The mansion beautiful. Those who are dancing in the street, enjoying the beauty of the land of Goshen. Tenth plague does not care. Tenth plague was very specific. Apply the blood on the doorpost. Whoever is inside will live. Whoever is outside will die. Do you hear me? God cannot be presumed because of what He did in your life in the past. His mercy is new every morning. His judgment is the same from the Garden of Eden. Those who witnessed the survival of two plagues in the land of Goshen, we say, land of Goshen means land of plenty, yes. Land of comfort, yes. But it also has another meaning. What is it? Drawing closer. Amen? The main purpose God put His people on that place is for them to take the time to learn and grow, to make the mistakes and repent, and to see His mighty hand, and to find the revelation of the truth to run back to the house on which the blood is applied. But those who witness the two plagues, it is sufficient for me to dance in the street. It is sufficient for me to play on the roof of the house. It is sufficient for me to build the house. You know what? You might be the builder of the house on which the blood was applied, but you might find yourself outside the house. It is true. Because in truth, you are not the builder. There is only one builder. You can be the fellow husbandry, fellow workers, but he do his work. You are not the maker. He is the maker. The blood on the doorpost, not your blood. If, let's say, if I go and apply my blood, I'm a martyr of Christ. I was walking on the street. Some Egyptian came and pierced my stomach and I was bleeding. I took my blood and applied on the post because Jesus' blood is running in me. Oh, people of Israel, go inside the house. The plague will find the house first. Yeah. Before the plague go and kills all those enemies, it will find me first. Did you use my name? Oh, Lord is knocking the door. Let's all open the door. We open the door and the plague will come and smite us on the face. Blood of Christ, name of Christ, anyone who replaces it will be cursed. Anyone, do it with intention. That is why God called them false prophets. They know exactly what they are doing. Don't you have the desire to release those people from those hands? Don't you have the burden to bring down that wickedness, to bring those people from captivity to freedom? If Moses and Aaron had no burden, they could not be in front of Pharaoh. If Moses thought, my brother, you and me supposed to be playing something on the wilderness. But you know, the God whom we serve, He told us to go and pass a message to Pharaoh. No, let's don't waste time. Let's take our car, go fast and pass a message. Pharaoh, are you here? Yes, I'm here. Hey, what's the message? Let's take my WhatsApp. God told me to release the people of Israel from wilderness. Okay, bye. Let's go. We go and play tennis. We go and play a game. Go. If Moses and Aaron had no burden to save the people of Israel, there is no deliverance. The deliverer will not give deliverance if there is no people who desire for deliverance. Correct? Because now you see how God works. He look at His church. If the church desired deliverance, He will come as deliverer. He will look at the church. If the church desire Him to come as a physician, He will come as a physician. You decide. Ehova Yireh, Ehova Rapha, Ehova Shalom, Ehova Shamma, Ehova Nisi, El Adonai. You decide. He won't decide. The name shepherd, He didn't take it. It was given by the sheep. By how? By following Him. He was just a man walking on the mountain. When the sheep saw Him, one followed. Second followed. Three, four, five. All the sheep followed. Enemies looking at this far from a distance. What is this? All the sheep walking. There is one in the front. He must be the shepherd. Because this sheep, the children of God, gave Him the name Savior. Did he come and tell you, this is me, my name is Savior? The only place where he introduced himself is, I am who I am. You decide how you want to see me. My son can decide whether he wants me to hug and kiss him or to chasten him, correct? But can I decide, no matter whatever you do, I will always kiss you? Yes, I kiss him a lot. He calls me kissing monster. Yeah, seriously. He won't even come and sleep with me. I always kiss him. But whenever he makes a mistake, I must punish him. But you know what? That punishment is better than the kiss. Why? I can save him from being a disobedient man. I don't care whether you are well-educated, super professional, a very strong man. I don't care. Apostle Paul says, I consider all of my things to a dung. But if he grows to be an obedient, respectful man to one another, as a father, I won't. If you are struggling for a life, career, it's okay. Children of God lack nothing. He will give you food. But if you become a disobedient man, I fail as a father. Correct? Can God fail? God cannot fail. Because his seeds, his part of the word, will give him the victory. So, if the Lord allows his children to give him the name, do you have a responsibility in this land? Do we have a responsibility in this land? Last Sunday, someone sent me a link. I can't disclose the names of the person in the YouTube because I'm on streaming. We do everything in wisdom and in order. It's a sermon by a false preacher. Let me put that way. The comment of the sermon, that's what he sent me. The comment says, my dear followers, great news for you all. Today, the sermon is made free for all of you because of my sponsors, so and so. Rejoice in the Lord for who he blessed you today. Then I went and clicked the channel. They released 5-minute sermon, like a trailer. If you want to have full sermon, you need to pay. You have to have a login account to be able to access the sermon. If at all there is a free sermon, it is through a sponsor. And below the comments, there were millions of people commenting. Thank you, Appa. Thank you, Papa. Thank you, Father. I'm talking about a well-civilized, developed country. Millions of people. More than 20 million views. Can we say, Lord, I feel very bad for them. Have mercy on them. Have thine own way, Lord. Let your will be done, Lord. Let me go and do my job. If Moses and Aaron did that, people of Israel would rot to death in their captivity. Although God called them, they had to heed his calling. Our entire focus will be on Aaron, as the Lord leads. Last time it was David. David was also a priest, forget not. He's a very beautiful king. Shepherd, priest, soldier, musician. He's like, hey, I'm all in one man package. Aaron was in somewhere in the wilderness. God called him, come, your brother is always complaining. He's demonstrating his unfaithfulness to me. I'm very angry. You want to go and join him? God told Moses, I already informed your brother. I called him. He's on his way back. Stop complaining. Aaron came and he saw his brother Moses. He hugged him and kissed him first. My brethren, that was the beautiful conversation between Aaron and Moses before they started the ministry for God. Hug and a kiss. A one full note of words cannot replace what Aaron did when he saw Moses. Because he didn't see his brother for a long time. He only knew that he ran away from the palace. Amen? Now you see, 40 years of royal clothing, Moses, he killed someone. He left everything, not for the love of God, not for the fear of God. For what? He feared Pharaoh. Amen? Moses ran from Egypt because he feared to face Pharaoh for killing one person. He ran to the wilderness and was in the desert for 40 years. The Lord blessed him with a wife and son. 80 years, God called him, come, let's go, do the job. And there was a bush covered by fire. Every covering thing, every clothing thing, every garment-oriented
lessons we will meditate. The voice of God was covered by a bush, and the bush was covered by fire, and the voice came out of the bush. Amen? Zechariah chapter 2, verse 5. Brother Joshua can read for us.
For I, said the Lord, will be the earth of fire around about, and will be the glory in the midst of her.
Amen. Round about her, Clement, Ezekiel chapter 42, verse 9 to verse 20.
At the lower chambers, entrance of the Edite, as no one go to them from the outer court.
Amen.
Also, there were chambers in the thickness of the wall of the court towards the east, opposite the separating courtyard and opposite the building. There was a wall in front of them also, and their appearance was like the chambers which were towards the door. They were as long and as wide as the others.
That's right, amen.
All their exits and entrances were according to them. And according to the doors of the chambers, they were facing south. As one entered them, there was a door in front of the wall, the way directly in front of the wall towards the east. Then he said to me, the north chambers and the south chambers, which are opposite the separating courtyard,
amen,
are the holy chambers where the priests who approach the Lord shall eat the most holy offering.
Amen.
There they shall name the most holy offerings, the grain offering, the sin offering, and the trespass offering, for the place is holy. When they enter, they shall not go out of the holy chamber into the outer court, but they shall leave their garments in which they minister, for they are holy. They shall put on other garments, then they may approach that before them. Now, when he has finished measuring the inner temple, He brought me out through the gateway,
amen,
that faces towards the east, and measured it all around. He measured the east side with a measuring rod, 500 rods by the measuring rod all around. He measured the north side, 500 rods by the measuring rod all around. He measured the south side by the measuring rod.
Amen.
He came around to the west side and measured 500 rods measuring rod. He measured it on the four sides. It had a wall all around, 500 cubits long, 500 wide, to separate the holy areas from the
common. Amen. Please read from chapter 43, verse 1 to verse 9, brother.
43, 1 to 9. Afterward, he brought me to the gate. The gate that faces towards the east.
Amen.
Oh, the glory of God of Israel came on the way of the east. His voice was like the sound of many waters, and the earth shone on with his glory. It was like the appearance of the vision, which the vision that I saw when I came to destroy the city. The visions were like the visions that I saw at the river Chebar.
Amen.
I fell on my face, and the glory of the Lord came into the temple by the way of the gate which faces towards the east. The Spirit lifted me up and brought me into the inner court, and behold,
amen,
the glory of the Lord
filled the house. Amen.
I heard him speaking to me from the temple while men stood beside me, and he said to me, Son of man, this is the place of my throne, and the place of the soles of my feet, where I will dwell in the midst of the children of Israel forever.
Ever.
No more shall the house of Israel defile my holy name, nor their kings by the harlotry, or with the carcass of their lips on their eyes.
Amen.
Verse 8. When they set their threshold by my threshold, and their doorpost by my doorpost, with a wall between them and me, they defiled my holy name by the abominations which they committed. Therefore, I have consumed them with anger. Now, let them put their harlotry and carcasses of their kings away from me, and I will dwell in their midst.
Amen. God bless you, brother. Please be seated. I will dwell in the midst of them forever. We bless the name of the Lord. Lord, thank you, Lord. You are always in the midst of us. Praise the Lord. But before that verse was uttered, the Lord spoke very serious things. Before the promise was given to his children, the Lord meant business in giving warnings. Amen. Ezekiel 42, 43. It's a very important follow-up from 37, 38, 39. Now, I will read two verses what Brother Clement read. Verse 14. When the priests enter therein, then they shall not go out of the holy place into the outer court, but there they shall lay their garments, wherein they minister, for they are holy, and shall put on other garments. Amen. Where they shall minister, they shall put on other garments, and shall approach to those things which are for the people, not for them. I sent a message in the church group. Do I exercise myself to have void offense toward God and toward men? Amen. The Lord is speaking to His priest, depart not the holy chamber, change your garments, and you are here to serve me and my people. God is always about His people, His seed, His children. The redemption is not over yet. Now, when He made an end of the measuring the inner house, look at this. Now, when He made the end of measuring the inner house, who is measuring? Who measures your life? Who measures the dimensions of the new city, Holy Jerusalem? Now we read Zechariah 2:5, what He said. The Lord who dwells in the midst of the children round about as a fire. Amen. Now, let's turn to scriptures. Chapter 43. Chapter 43 says, verse 2 says, glory of the God of Israel came from the way of the east, and His voice was like a noise of many waters, and the earth shined with His glory. And the Lord says, I will not give my glory to anyone. And the four beasts who fell upon the face, they said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. For all the earth is filled with your glory. Then who will fill His glory in this earth? You, me, the vessels of God, the children of God, the seeds of God, the ministers, the servants, and the priests of God are the only places, the only tabernacle where the Shekinah of glory can descend. The lightning is looking for a lightning arrester for Him to come down. If not, the lightning will destroy people around the place. Amen. If there was no Moses stood for the children of Israel, God would have consumed them. He's not joking with Moses. He can't speak anything other than truth. Hebrews says, God is a consuming fire. Amen. So now, book of Ezekiel talks about the preparation of God's children, and he talks about very specifically on garment change. Last Sunday, the title was Change of Raiment. This Sunday, the title is The Holy Chamber. As we speak, are we seated inside the Holy Chamber, known only to Him? Some of us, yes. Some of us outside. Some of us not even near. Some of us, yes. The Lord knows. The Spirit, He measures the inner court. Now, let's turn our scripture to Book of Isaiah, chapter 61. Chapter 61, verse 10. 61, verse 10. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. For He hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with her jewels. For as the earth bringeth forth her bud, and as the garden causeth the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations. All the nations. You know what? This is the most comfortable verse for all people who say that we are Christians. Say, the Lord clothed me in the garment of salvation. That is the only garment people want to know. Garment of salvation makes you feel
I don't have to do anything. You know, just God found me in the Garden of Eden. I was beautifully clothed with the green leaves. I was fighting for the nature, all the echo, you know, all the environmental, all this, you know, beauty of God's creation. But God is so cruel, He just removed my leaves, my beautiful natural clothing. He sacrificed some animals. He put on coats of skins on me. But before Abel was killed, something was killed. Before Abel was killed, something else was also killed. Do you think God can simply go to an animal? You know what? My son made a mistake. Can you just give me your skins? Just you know, skin yourself and give me the coats of skins. There was a sacrifice had to be made to cover those two who were walking into death. And He covered them and He threw them out of the Garden of Eden, not to be consumed by Him. There was a bloodshed. But you know what happened? Adam was above all that was created for him. Amen? All the animals, all the cattle. Throughout the 10 plagues, the cattle are keep on addressed. Amen? In the seven trumpets, the seven vials of wrath, again the beast and the cattle are addressed. Throughout the wilderness, all the high priest sacrifices, all the animals were the bloodshedding vessels. But all those things are under men. They were all meant to serve Him. The servants who are not called to be God's children or servants, but creations created for men to have rule over them, to have dominion over them, they became the scapegoat of their sin. Correct? Rams, bulls, goats, they are sacrificed in the wilderness. God Himself did something to clothe Adam and Eve with the coats of skins, and He threw them out of the Garden of Eden. Esau was identified by the hairy garment of his body. John the Baptist was identified by the camel hair that was his garment. Amen? Was explicitly mentioned to differentiate them, how they look. Now, in the New Testament, the Revelation, the robe of righteousness, the Lord says, this represents the righteous deeds of my saints. Amen? If I say garment of salvation, it did not stop there. There is one more came. What is that? He had clothed me and He had covered me. My brethren, this is very important. This is where people will always fail. You may think I am clothed in salvation, but you may not be covered by the robe of righteousness. Many are called, few are chosen. Salvation is given to all, but only few received it, and only few who lived to it, worthy of His calling. Clothed me with salvation, the blood of Christ that covered all. Amen? It covered the sin of all humankind. But no, if you dance near the Goshen, outside the Goshen, outside the doorpost, thinking that you receive salvation, the Lord says, the robe of my righteousness must cover you. Amen? What is the next verse? Clothe me with the garments of salvation, not garment. Garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness. Amen? Are you covered with the robe of righteousness today? If not, none of us can stand in the holy chamber. None. Zero. None of us. Because salvation is given unto thee as a gift from the Lord. By the robe of righteousness, do you think He will throw you? Can the Lord throw His food to the swine? Never. The Lord would never, ever do anything that would not return into Him with yielding fruit and profit. Because He is the Elohim. Now read what we read last Sunday. Zechariah chapter 3 as we close. Please read, brother. Zechariah chapter 3.
Then He showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord.
Man.
And Satan standing at His right hand to oppose Him. And the Lord said to Satan, the Lord rebuke you, Satan. The Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you.
Man.
Is this not a brand plucked from the fire? Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and was standing before the angel. Then he answered and spoke to those who stood before him, saying, "Take away the filthy garments from him."
Take away.
And to him he said, "See, I have removed your iniquities from you,
Amen.
And I will clothe you with rich robes."
Amen.
And I said, "Let them put a clean turban on his head." So they put a clean turban on his head.
Amen.
And they put the clothes on him, and the angels of the Lord stood by. Then the angel of the Lord admonished Joshua, saying, "Thus said the Lord of hosts, if you walk in my ways, if you will keep my command, then you shall also judge my house, and likewise have charge of my courts. I will give you places to walk among those who stand here. Hear, O Joshua, the high priest, you and your companions who sit before you, for they are a wondrous sign. For behold, I am bringing forth my servant, the branch."
Amen.
"For behold, the stone that I have laid before Joshua, upon the stone are seven eyes. Behold, I will engrave its inscription, says the Lord of hosts. And I will remove the iniquity of that land in one day."
One day.
"In that day, says the Lord of hosts, everyone will invite his neighbor under his vine and under his fig tree."
Amen. Every man, his neighbor, under the vine, under the fig tree, shall ye call every man. Chapter 4, verse 1, I read, brother. "And the angel that talked with me came again and waked me." Angel that talked with me came again and waked me as a man that is waken out of his sleep. "I said unto me, what seest thou? And I said, I have looked and behold a candlestick all of gold with a bowl upon the top of it, and the seven lamps thereon, and the seven pipes of the seven lamps which are up on the top thereof, and two olive trees by it, one upon the right side of the bowl, and other upon the left side thereof. And I answered and spake to the angel that talked with me, saying, what are these, my Lord? Then the angel that talked with me answered and said unto me, knowest thou not what these be? And I said, no, my Lord. Knowest thou not what these be? And I said, no, my Lord. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, the signet of my ring." Zerubbabel, never forget the name of Zerubbabel. The seed of Babylon, the soul, the out of Babylon. During the exile, the captivity of Israel, before the king Cyrus came and issued the decree to rebuild the temple of Jerusalem, saying, "Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. What art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, grace, grace unto it. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house. His hand shall also finish it. And thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts hath sent me unto you, for who hath despised the day of small things? For they shall rejoice, and shall see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel with those seven. They are the eyes of the Lord, which run to and fro through the whole earth." Before the earth was filled with His glory, the eyes of God run to and fro, whole earth. When the light sees, darkness will be consumed. Do you know that? If God is light, if He sees in the east side is completely destroyed. From which direction He came when Prophet Ezekiel saw the Lord glory came? East. Amen? He took him to a gate and made him look at the east. Then the Lord came from the east. Why? Why there was a garment change before the Lord spoke to Ezekiel? Why there is a strong warning to Joshua before the Lord spoke to him? There was a garment change. Amen? Ezekiel, Zechariah. Remember that. The last two verses. "Then I answered I and said unto him, what are these two olive trees upon the right side of the candlestick, upon the left side thereof? And I answered again and said unto him, What be these two olive branches which through the two golden pipes empty the golden oil out of themselves? And he answered me and said, Knowest thou not what these be? And I said, No, my Lord. Then said he, These are the two anointed ones that stand by the Lord of the whole earth. What? Whole earth. When Michael rebuked the enemy, did he say, I rebuke you? He said, the Lord rebuke you. Remember the passage? Because Michael knows where he stands. Gabriel knows where he stands. Do we know where we stand? The priestly garment, Joshua and Ezekiel, the prophet, God spoke to them, prepared them, changed their garments, dealt with them, washed them, before he spoke with them concerning his plans. Ezekiel was not exposed to God's plan until he met him in the plain, in the prophetical vision. Amen? There was a preparation, there was an anointing, cleansing, sanctification, consecration before prophet Isaiah was thrown into the field. If the Lord wants his ministry in every single land, Norway, Japan, Singapore, Nigeria, Philippines, all the places of the earth, consecration, sanctification, cleansing, the power of anointing, the Lord is preparing. He can heal the iniquity of the land in one day. But are we prepared to witness that day? He can come as a healer. But you know what the world is doing now? They are all crying for him to come as a judge. Yet he is seated in the throne of grace and mercy, waiting for all of us to see him, to be close. He is waiting for all of us to put on the robe of the righteousness, the righteous deeds of the saints. But he wants us to be one of those saints, to put the work in the Lord, for the Lord. Then he can count it worthy of your salvation, of your righteousness. If not, my brethren, this blind sight of having a patch of old garment, having a bottle of old bottle, vessel, we might deceive ourselves, thinking that two plagues we survived. The tenth one is coming. There is only one firstborn will survive. The firstborn of the Lord. The church of the firstborn, as the scripture calls us. We have a name. The church of the firstborn, the first and the last. He is the firstborn. Amen? The last Adam is the firstborn. Now, if we do not be his firstborn inside the house, no matter how strong you are, how weak you are, how insincere you are, how sinful we are, if the Lord blesses us to be sealed inside his doorpost with the blood, when the plague goes, it does not know your strength and weakness. It only sends obedience. It only sends those who trust him and hide. Not those who brag and dance because they survived nine plagues outside the Goshen. The land of Goshen was not sufficient to protect the people of God, for they are called to be inside the doorpost where the blood was applied. Passover, Pesach, amen? I showed all the Hebrew letters. I didn't explain. To test how many of you truly meditated on every single letter in your own time. The Lord knows. Aleph, Chaf, Yod. Every single letter speaks sermons to us. Can we say, it's just a language, just a word? You have a name, the part of the word. If the Lord compares us, if the Lord compares himself, the word of God, you are the part of the word. I just showed you. I can show you again. Let's play a literal, figurative, simple, silly child game. Read this for me. What is it? Inverted C, tilted C, inverted U, tilted U. Can't pronounce. Correct? Am I correct? What is this? Pride. Do you want to be pride?
No. But what if I close this letter with this small, unreadable shape? You could not pronounce it because it's not fitting into 26 letters of English, a language. Language is not knowledge, my brethren. Amen? Apostle Paul, Abraham, Jesus Christ, all the servants of God, they rely on the word of God. All of us. Amen? Those who are very good in articulating their ideas have become the false prophets of this world. People fell in the trap of knowledge. 2 hours speaking not so beautiful grammar doesn't make you a prophet of God. Amen? But people cannot see that. Why? An unknown letter adding to the word pride becomes pride. Yoo-hoo! Lord, I'm your bride. But you couldn't read this word before. Okay, let's play another children's game. Because the more I see, children are the true teachers around us. Word of God. Okay, word. Praise the Lord. I just want to draw a simple line. A thin line, okay? Please forgive me. I'm just going to draw a very thin line. What is it? World? You said word of God or word of God? Word of God. Adding one single letter changes our judgment to life and death. Adding one single shape, changing my life into pride and bride. A simple English language can teach this. Then why the Lord called you part of the word? We complete that sentence. Yahweh is salvation. If there are no captivity, if there are no people to be saved, then He has no name as Savior. If there is no one to be judged, then He has no name as judge. If there is no broken house, He has no name as builder. If there is no one imperfect, there is no name as greatest physician. If there is no one to be counseled for, there is no name as advocate. If there is no one to be carried from one place to another, there is no name for Him, for us to carry the Ark of the Covenant. Ark of the Covenant. The Ark. If there is no prisoner, then why there is a deliverer? If there is no hungry people, then why He misfeed us? Deep call us from deep. If you are not hungry, no matter how much prepared I am, I can never preach. Not just me. Praise and worship leader, those who pray, deep call us from the deep. So, all the names I showed here, because of you, because of me. All the garments He will come, because of you, because of me. To Him, He has only one name. I am the Lord. I am the great I am. But His children call Him, Lord, come and heal me. Come and deliver me. Come and chasten me. Come and rebuke me. Come and make me. Come and mold me. But the only cry we all see throughout the world, come and bless me. Come and bless me. We should bring down the wickedness. If Joshua had no desire for the battle, Amalekites would be waiting for the battle. Really, Joshua. Joshua would say, I will just watch how Moses prays, how Aaron and Hur praying on the mountain. Joshua was called to fight the battle, not against flesh and blood. Wickedness. We must have the courage and the desire and the hunger to go against all the strongholds. By how? Not by accusing them. Not by going challenging them. But by putting our works, my brethren, we can challenge the stronghold. The more the small flock, right? A small flock, we can shake the entire nation. We will shake the entire nation. If we believe, all the servant of God need was 300 foxes to burn down the entire forest. The fields of the enemy. Foxes can do the job of God. 300 swines were used when the possessed man said, can you just let us go and possess this swine and we will just go and fall and die. The Lord said, okay, go, go. If the animals God used to make coats of skins for Adam and Eve, all those animals God sacrificed in the wilderness until the time comes in Calvary, for one sacrifice, one clothing of blood, one clothing of sacrifice, a high priest performed something that no one could imagine. What is the difference? Someone asked me many years ago. Stephen was tortured to death. How special it is, the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. His question is genuine.
think from the perspective of non-believers, new believers. Don't think you know the truth. Eh, I won't tell you, go. No. Apostle Paul says, to win a Jew, I will be a Jew. To win a Gentile, I'll be a Gentile. Because God's servants are called to serve. Now think. There are many children of God, they suffered in their body more than what we saw in Calvary. They were skinned alive. They were burned to death. They were tortured to death. But there is one difference. Everything was below Adam, the first man on the earth, the living soul. All the creations, all men, they were all on par or below. But on Calvary, the one who carried the cross, he was nowhere near your league. He was nowhere under our subjection. He was nowhere on par our authority. Heavens scared of him. Earth trembles of him. And he's coming. He went to the Calvary and sacrificed himself. He shed his blood to cover us. Amen. To clothe us. In the Garden of Eden, God clothed. In Calvary, Jesus clothed all of us in his blood. You may be thinking, oh, this church is the doorpost. As long as I'm inside the church, I'm safe. No. When the Lord calls you tabernacle, oh David, can you build a house for me? He is talking about you deep inside. Revival comes from within before it catches outside. Amen? We must be inside the blood of Christ. That is our clothing. But not just that. We must put our works and the Lord will give us a robe of righteousness. Only those who do His commandments. The last revelation, book of Revelation, last chapter, it says, those who do His commandment will have the right to the tree of life. Case closed. Not those who clothe the garment of salvation. Not those who dance in the garment in the land of Goshen. Those who do the works will go inside the doorpost of the blood of Christ. Amen? May the Lord bless us and guide us. We have a responsibility. Whatever happened in the Old Testament, Moses, Aaron went and challenged Pharaoh. The children of God of the New Testament, seven churches, Joshua, all the people in all the countries, we will go and challenge the principalities, wickedness, the pharaohs of this nation, of this country, of this whole world, who captive people, who put the people into prison, not by challenging them, accusing them, mocking them. As much as we put our work in the field, they will be challenged. Foundations will be shaken. Deliverance will be happen. Redemption will take its root. Amen? The Lord will bless us. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's all stand as we close. Our Lord, our God, thank you, Lord, for clothing all of us with the garment of salvation. But Lord, it was given unto all of us by Thee. But Lord, may You bless us, Lord, to work in Thy vineyard, to get that one single token. Not by our thought or our faith, but by our actions and our work, may You bless us to earn that one token, the crown of glory. For You to come and say, well done, my faithful servant. To stand firm, O Lord, no matter how strong the storms may hit, this ship will never sink in Jesus' name, Lord. Even the ship which was broken could not stop the Apostle Paul from preaching. He was thrown into the ocean, but he was able to swim across the ocean. And he reached the shore where he will go and preach. Because, O Lord, he is the ship of God, carrying the message of God. Like that ark of bulrushes carrying Moses, Apostle Paul was swimming through the ocean, reached the land where he will deliver the people for the glory of the Lord. May You prick our hearts and build our faith, O Lord, to be faithful, courageous soldiers, warriors of Christ, with humility and humbleness, to be clothed with the armor of God in Ephesians 6, to be clothed with the garment of praise in the book of Isaiah, and the robe of righteousness, helmet of salvation, spirit of truth, the feet with peace. But Lord, above all, O Lord, may You bless us, Lord, to be clothed by Thy presence, by Thy Spirit, to burn down the wickedness of this world for Your glory. For holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. For the all earth is filled with Your glory. May You bless us to do the work of Thy works. We surrender our life in Thy hands. Shake our hearts, O Lord, as we are called to shake the nation. In Jesus' name we all pray.
Amen and amen.